BBC Radio Jersey, Tony Gillam on the case until 1 o'clock this afternoon. Now then, as I mentioned earlier, when we go on holiday, a lot of us like to try the local cuisine. In fact, quite a few of us like to recreate the dishes we've tried on holiday when we get back home. We're going to find out a little bit more about this and how important the food is to the holiday. Foodie and author Annabelle Jackson is here. Morning, Annabelle.
Hello.
Right, thanks very much for coming on. We've also got Sue Whitehead, who's a travel expert as well. Morning to you, Sue, as well.
Hi, Tony.
Right, welcome to BBC Radio Jersey. So, how important is food then when we go on holiday?
Well, our findings are that 86% of people say that food is important. And of that, more than 60% actually do want to try local food. And then we can add on to that, probably among your listeners, nearly half like to cook different cultures' food at home. So we travel, we experience the food, and then we can bring it back with us.
So people are looking for new ideas in cooking then when they go on holiday.
That's what we are finding, yes. No, it's not just to have good food, it's actually to have a sort of authentic experience of the place. And as we know, our research was done by Macau, and that's a particularly interesting destination because it's not just one food type that we find there. We've got the indigenous cooking, which is the Macanese, but there's also fantastic European Portuguese food and very high-end Cantonese food. There's something for everyone there.
I've actually been there as well. Quite a strange place to find. Full of casinos, but as you say, quite a lot of diverse restaurants as well. I think we tried the local when we went over there as well. So when it comes to booking a holiday then, so do people actually specify we want to try the food on holiday, or is it a case of suck it and see when you get there?
As Annabelle said, I think definitely people are... The food is an important element of the holiday. I think what our research shows that is that what people are looking for at the time they're making their bookings and their choices is they really want to experience the culture, the local culture of the experience, which of course food is very much part of that. And your listeners are very adventurous in that area. About 60% of your listeners are wanting to discover new cultures and experiences when they're on holiday and really get under the skin of the place that they're going to rather than just skim the surface. So I think it does show a desire for authenticity in their travel. And as I said, the food is part of that cultural experience.
See, I'm not very adventurous at all, because I'm a vegetarian. And to be honest with you, I like to know what I'm eating. You know, with a foreign destination, you're never quite sure, are you?
I think you've got a lot of choice. As Annabelle said, in somewhere like Macau, you can go be adventurous and go for the local Macanese cuisine, or you have got choices of more familiar dishes with things like the Portuguese. But I think it's all part of the cultural experience of the destination and the authenticity. And then what a lot of people are doing, the research also shows is interesting, is bringing back the experience they've had overseas and either trying to recreate it as it is or actually incorporating it and merging it with their own local food back here, another food, so the classic fusion cuisine, which we've all heard about in recent years. So you don't have to always have the food exactly as you get it overseas, but you can incorporate it, the bits that you like of it, the elements that you like of it, in your day-to-day food.
Yeah, I suppose, Annabelle, sourcing the ingredients once you get back home can be a problem. But I suppose the whole idea of cooking and getting your ingredients is that you can experiment once you get back home.
Absolutely. So if you had a dish, let's say in Macau, that was made with duck, and actually you're not that keen on duck, you can make it back here with chicken, for example. I think a real top tip, actually, is when you're actually at the place in the destination, try to get some of the critical parts that you need for the cooking there and bring them back with you, because there would be one or two things it's a little bit difficult to find in UK. But in general, I think our supermarkets are fantastic now.
Yeah, everything is instant, isn't it? You just go to any supermarket, really, and you see all of this lovely produce from right around the world. Funny enough, thinking about Macau, went there, I think it was on a day trip from Hong Kong when we were over in Hong Kong. And of all the places I've been to in the world, I think Hong Kong was the easiest place for me to find stuff that I like to eat.
Cantonese food is so varied. And I suppose you could probably say the Cantonese like fish most, but every single dish is rich with vegetables, isn't it? And there is so much vegetarian food there, yeah. But then again, if you love fish or you love meat, there's that too.
Okay, then. Well, very interesting stuff there. So we're definitely experimenting when we go abroad and taste these wonderful dishes. But then there's always the dimension of the kids. Is it easy to get the kids, do you think, to taste foreign dishes when on holiday?
I think so. I think in some, quite often, children are more adventurous than adults, I think, sometimes in what they like to eat. It depends on the destination and the food, but I think it's fun, and it's all part of education for kids and as the world opens up and it's easier to travel, to get your children to try new and overseas cuisines these days. And I think if you look at what a child in the UK eats these days, just to maybe what they ate 20 years ago, what children eat these days will be much broader than it has been in the past. So, and I think that's great to see, and it's something they can take forward to adulthood.
Okay, then. Well, thanks, ladies, for coming on. Fascinating stuff. And I'm going to open this up to my dear listeners now to find out if they've discovered anything wonderful on their travels. Annabel Jackson and Sue Whitehead talking about the trends on tasting dishes abroad, recreating the dishes once you get home. Have you ever tried it? Give us a ring, 720-255. Have you ever tried it maybe at a dinner party? Or is that dangerous territory, I wonder, trying it on your unsuspecting guests when they come round? Give us a buzz, 720-255. Have you discovered something absolutely delicious on your travels abroad that is simply not available here? Let me know. 720-255 radiojersey@bbc.co.uk. That's our email address. And of course, you can also give us a ring as well. 720-255 is the phone number down here. It is BBC Radio Jersey.